been a Shiatan leader in his previous lifetime, how could he cope so naturally to Sanskrit and German like that?
Just what?
Yeah. Looks like a Bengali Shiatan leader. During the movement when he was only about 16 years old.
Jagannath has just come back from Vrindavan. I think he's going to help on the books again. That will speed things up. Everything is going slowly through Sanskrit still.
Is it good?
No. I don't know.
Roots? Lamb. Sheep.
In Peking. So, yes, I had to become an animal killer. It's a father's thing. Except the persons and leaders of animals. Everyone will be good. The dictator is a human, a woman, 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 a woman,
One good thing is that there's generally a growing movement amongst American people, I don't know about other countries, for vegetarianism. People are becoming more and more. I think this is the outpost of what's this reason? We are educating the people in the world.
I'm certainly not educating.
Any vegetarian society.
Temples more often, and she can. In other words, instead of it's more expensive, it's difficult to send so many people to her. Otherwise, she can come to us. She lives alone with Dina Karani. She doesn't have much association. She's keeping herself apart a little bit.
Yeah, that's one disadvantage that they have a little bit of a their attitude is a little bit shepherdish from this kind of sense of keeping aloof. That the girls go there and live there, they may develop that same mentality. It might be better for her to come to the temple to teach.
I got a sense that she has a chance. We can't force them.
Yeah. Oh, they're doing that beautifully. And they're excellent books. They're very good devotees.
They could just be so valuable to helping our temples if they agreed to preach to our devotees and to train. Reporters from Time Magazine over to see our temple. I had Mother Jamuna prepare some prasadam, and she was also observing them. And then she was explaining about prasadam and preaching. So I can understand it. As long as she stays on that farm, she's limiting herself because she's an excellent teacher. She's a very valuable, excellent teacher. their idea is that they would like to make their farm a little bigger with more women living with them.
Right.
There will be no man to help give advice. Just the women manage it all themselves.
That's
a good idea.
But it comes with a bag. Lots of them can.
They say that that farmland in Oregon is too small. Very small. Doug and Deacon is telling me that there are some boys who are donating 75 acres of farmland about 4 hours from Los Angeles. It is the best farmland in California. But he wants to develop this, but they have given it to him specifically to make a farm and eventually have the children of Hula Hula live there. So perhaps we could invite you in.
Ted Patrick was saying that, you know, that these two are all fanatics. So Adi Kesh at the end, he said, so if we're fanatics, then the Pope is even more fanatical, so why don't you deprogram him? And everybody laughed at that Saint Patrick.
He says we teach our, I mean, he has many arguments. He knows all about the incidents in Germany and Japan, and he uses it against lying and cheating.
Few devotees who have joined him, who left and have joined him, they've given him this inside information. So he tried. Actually, though, no strong devotee can be changed by him. He only gets the very new men. So now he's written a book.
About that?
About his experiences of kidnapping our students and others.
What's the book called?
It's called Let My Children Go.
Let Our Children Go.
So we have got our lawyer to start a lawsuit against them. Because in that book, they are blaspheming us like anything. And this very big publisher who published the book has spent lots of money in advertising. And the advertising always uses our name because it's controversial. They always start to get people to buy the book saying, now you can read about the dangerous Hare Krishna people.
Good propaganda, I think.
But we're trying to stop that.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is killing the saint of what he said.
They're getting fished. You have really come as an aggressor, Prabhupada. Actually, I think we're the most dangerous revolutionary in the whole world.
We have customs.
And everyone has got customs, right? The government never understood your mission in coming here. They would never have granted you this permanent residence visa.
Yeah.
Don't read newspaper.
Don't watch them.
Don't read newspaper.
That's
so many don'ts, add one element.
Don't read newspapers here.
Then next day we'll make so much progress.
So what you do.
Whenever we preach to anyone and we tell them that I tell them I have not gone to the movie house for 10 years. And they say, oh, how horrible. In units.
We tell them not to read the newspaper, they'll think we're telling them to stop reading.
Don't read. You say, I'm not reading any other literature. That's why you say, I've not found the thing. There is another thing, don't go to
the Christian missionary was trying to convert the people, so they would not listen. But then when he told that,
to tell their known newspapers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Coal money.
Yeah, coal money.
No newspaper, but it is horrible. As the health department of government says, if you write on the cigarette box, it is injurious, but
yes, yes.
We are hitting that, we are somebody.
Yeah, I don't think they are.
Similarly, intoxication,
right.
And see practically, at least, there's some certificate from them.
If they find out that they're delusional with God, they would rather have the disease.
Hmm? If they find out from God, see practically.
Money from the taxes on these things, they don't want them to be followed.
Hmm?
The government makes thousands and millions of dollars. By taxing the cigarettes and liquor, so they don't want these things abolished.
Mm.
in charge of the new boxing program in Los Angeles, and yesterday one boy called up the temple, and he was 17 years old, and he said, 5 years ago when I was coming out of a store, I received this Back to Godhead magazine. So I took it home. I was 12 years old, and I began reading it. I read 6 pages, but my mother, she was a strict Baptist, and she took it away. I couldn't read it. I never saw devotees again. And so this time he called up. Yesterday he came and joined the temple, became your disciple.
By reading one word of your book, what is that? Oh. Any word.
Surrender to Krishna. Making almost 10 devotees, new men, every month. And they're all coming from your book, from reading your book, every one of them.
That's why I'm insisting. Thank you.
Prabhupada, there was one boy who just joined a few months ago, and he's been reading your book, and he came to join the temple. He graduated from college and been to law school, and we found out after some time that his father, his name was Dr. Roy L. McLean. He was a very, very big preacher in the South, and he had his own television program.
Christian. His father was the biggest Christian preacher in the South. He had his own TV show. Very big preacher, very strict Christian, and his son joined our movement. So the father calls up the son, how did you desert our religion and join this Christian movement? So.
He explained how he was actually feeling real love of God now for the first time in his life.
He convinced his father that he could stay in our movement.
Recently in New York, my parents came to visit me. You know, actually, they didn't come to see me. They came to the restaurant, but I happened to be there. So they relayed a very unusual incident that one of their friends is a lawyer in New York. So they were having dinner with him the other day, and he mentioned that recently he had gone to Las Vegas for a vacation. Las Vegas, there are many gambling casinos. So when he was about to depart on the plane, one of his friends gave him a $5 bill and told him that in order that your gambling should be fortunate, the first good person you see there, you give this $5 bill to him, and it will automatically bring you good luck. So the man went to Las Vegas, and when he got out in the airport, one of our devotees approached him. And this gentleman happens to be a lawyer who's fighting against us to keep us out of the New York Air Force, representing the airline company. But he didn't know it was one of our devotees because they were in the regular clothes, civilian clothes. So our devotee said, please, we're doing good work, educating people, just kindly give a donation. So the man thought, well, my friend gave me, he gave him $5, and actually the devotee gave him a book. So the man didn't look at it, but he went into the taxi, the lawyer, and then when he looked, he realized he was supporting the enemy. Another incident they related is that they go on vacation to South America, so they were in the Amazon, in the jungle in the Amazon. They, right in the middle of the jungle, suddenly the devotees were there. The men were there preaching. They could not imagine that they were in this most unusual place. No one was around, but suddenly Hare Krishna.
Look at that beautiful place. They always say you people are everywhere.
We tell the public that we only have maybe 10,000 devotees. They're very surprised.
Oh, yeah.
There are so few Hare Krishna devotees. Because they see us everywhere.
We're the most enthusiastic missionary in the world.
Hey, that's
all the 10,000 devotees, each of them is a moon, not a star.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you are the sun, Silva. You just reflected me about
you. You do the work of many stars.
A star they cannot do anything. They simply beat it, just glow on.
One boy joined our temple here. He was attending a very well-known college, and straight A's in physics was going to. So his parents were a little concerned. His father is a very sweet professor at California Institute of Technology, the biggest technical school in America. His mother is a professor of anthropology, and she is in the family of millionaires from Germany, German industrialists. So they were very concerned. So they came to visit their boy at our temple, and now the mother is coming regularly, getting nice donations and sometimes spending the weekend.
For giving nice. He's meeting with us. He's giving one room. No.
No, they just get in the room.
No, he's just the front. We have him a place to study every day.
He also has a PhD.
Oh.
From Heidelberg University in philosophy.
That's what I was saying, the fish guy.
The other way she was helping?
Mm-hmm. I don't think Dr. Garner has become so very good in quality.
When the people finish reading it, they see our ad for membership. And they write in for information on membership, and they're becoming our members, which means that each month they pledge donations, and they are on our mailing list. They receive newsletters. We even send them prasadam in the mail.
And now we've got 250 members each month donating to the book club. All together are donating $4,000 each month to increase.
Increase the number of lectures,
yes. As the quantity and quality increases, Dr. Godhead, the membership program is increasing, and orders for the literature through Dr. Godhead is increasing.
That's the best means of advertising. Mm-hmm.
Every day, the mail order department is delivering to the airport. Each day, 50 letters are coming. Some are inquiries, some are orders. The program for the Prabhupada. Continue writing letters to these people until they become devotees.
That's
and last year, 30 became devotees. They wrote us letters saying that they have moved into a temple and that they're very happy now.
So Ruth, he does all his writing for secretary. He has huge correspondence with all of these people every month.
In your book, there is an invitation in every book. For more information, write to the secretary.
Yes. That is true. He does all.
What's this? I want immense from the Saru. That is called Moshe. Saru Vina, I want to. Yes, in Los Angeles. Or what? Out there, it's in the 3 weeks.
You see that Ananda Maharaj's idea to come here.
We've been planning for some time to prepare one flyer advertising our Vrindavan guest house. Because every year, college professors take students to India. They all go to see the Taj Mahal, so they pass through Mathura, so they can easily stop.
I'd rather not go. agree.
So we want to make some propaganda, and Air India will help us distribute it. So the question is, these students and professors, they cannot control their senses from smoking and so on. So do we want to allow them to stay in our ghetto? Because it is certain that they will smoke in their room. That is the only question, and then if you think it is all right that we still invite them, and we can prepare this
slide. Next, one room, smoking room. That's one. Okay. See. That's again. That's enough. Restriction is there in the airplane.
Yes. Smoking.
Not normal. So, keep a room separately. Smoking.
So, one time when I was staying there, Krishna Balaram Mandi, I saw a man smoking a bidi in his room. If that happens in the bedroom, could the manager go and say, this is not permitted?
Yes. And it goes to the
doctor. The DC is in Gaza are in need of paraphernalia. And which is more important? The DC get the paraphernalia for the money to use.
What is the paraphernalia?
Wow. Who asked me?
Huh?
I'm asking you which is more important.
I left.
You want to give some money,
you satisfy to the Bank of America. Account number 1606.
In my approach, I'm in trust fund?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And let me know that I've transferred so much money.
Yes.
Then I'll do.
Project is improving in Vrindavan. Right now, Nikai is ahead to Gary there.
And it's all right.
He is making many improvements.
You can. I love you can. It's exactly.
Oh. Bob and Alex. He's becoming very enthusiastic for support on this. His wife is very, very devoted. She is always insisting that he drinks more.
Oh, that's a lot.
This month, coming up, at the end of June, we are printing 1 million copies, just for 1 month's sale, for this bicentennial celebration. There'll be so many people coming to the parks and monuments to observe this event.
To learn the people, most important is the people. If you want to have good last time, you are spending a tiny paper. It isn't one left. That's all.
Now it's 10 times that. That organization now is
yes. Yeah. That is all life.
Oh.
But it was a good organization. Yes. On account of good organization, it was good.
There is no life. Marwari didn't organize business. Right? Same thing with even someone like Swami Chinmayananda's group. It is organized, right? But
no more organization.
Really?
Organized? Dead life organization. A prana sahibi has some mandanam luba. His body is there. How long is it alive by simple painting? Is it possible?
Yeah.
It will become possible.
So then everything, the church, everything.
Artificially, Gunlan Chamas Kapalas or Bhavan. by artificial means you can keep the thing alive for 6 months. But what is destiny, you have to go out all the time. Paramas. Paramas all the year.
There was one girl that was had some disease. She was unconscious for how long? A year and a half?
She was basically speaking dead. Mm-hmm. But by artificial means, they kept the heart pumping.
For 1.5 years.
And they thought that if I pull out the electrical plug on this machine, then it will be murder. She was already dead. And the doctors have fixed this machine to keep her heart. Now they were afraid to pull out the plug.
Bed cannot be continued by legs.
Sure,
soul was still there.
So then, there was no movement, no thinking, everything was
constant.
Terrible.
I remember reading in England there was somebody that had been in a coma for 17 years. I've been in a coma in a hospital for 17 years.
17 years?
Yes.
Bad coma.
And you still was taken care of.
Hmm.
And then after, is he right?
No, he was still in a coma.
Oh.
And it was just an article that he'd been in coma for so long and there was no hope that he would revive or anything.
That description you give in the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada, at the time of death, it's in the fourth canto. It's very, very graphic. During the Purandara, the story of Purandara, how the fire starts to build, the attack is given on the kingdom.
Oh boy.
Anyone who reads that will become sobered up. These books are real slap. And make you awake very quickly. I used to lecture on that to the new men. Bring them out in my equipment. People don't like to think of death. They try to forget it. So fearful. That brings all of the horrors of death very graphically firm. Describe how the soul is kept, the body is burning with a big fire. The soul is trying to get out, but all of the holes are blocked. It's like a man in a house is burning, he can't get out.
Numbers of Man, Big Temple, it is all due to our book, your book. So I was thinking that if one day this Krishna consciousness movement becomes so powerful that even it is giving instructions to governments, that will also be because of the very
government of the devotees. Simply as the increase our support, then the government is there.
Actually, although the actual number of initiated devotees is still few, there is a growing, ever-growing number of sympathizers,
And it's all based on selling your books more and more. That is the principal way to increase the supporters and thus deliver the whole world.
When people ask me how many members do you have, how many people, I don't answer anymore 5,000 or something like that. Now I tell them many millions. Because the thing is, when you ask someone how many Christians are there in America of such and such set, they don't mean priests. They mean also the people who are
the congregation.
So we should give that number not as 5,000, but as so and so many.
Yeah,
how many
members of the city? Both here. Both here. Yeah. Yes, that man was amazed when on the plane when he asked me, he said, how many members of your religion are there? I said, well, in India there's hundreds of millions. He couldn't imagine it.
Srila Prabhupada, before you were mentioning that we should start to try to get on friendly terms with some of these governmental people, would that be done in the same way as they do in India? Just like we have so many government ministers, they become life members and things like that. Is that possible to do in America?
Every family has to have 2 or 3 cars, otherwise they are not respected.
Also, every family has to have 2 or 3 televisions, otherwise they're fighting. Because one, the husband wants to see in one show, wife another, and children another. So at least 2 or 3 televisions.
Yeah.
It's an India.
Those are these. Getting one.
Yeah. In Bombay.
Bogie La Patel has 23 cars. It's just the him and his wife and father.
They are spending money to save him something.
Yes.
That's right. Now, the kingdom is in the sub-room and come back. Why not go right now?
Years, there's good opportunity to,
many are in short sense of getting a
very encouraging.
If you once said that Christianity will die out, we will be the only religion left.
Someone
And the priest is going to tell us.
Oh, and then no man.
These demons that are trying to challenge us, they cannot stop our movement for 10,000 years.
They will hardly be past 10, though. They'll need to pass.
That you think that they will do that eventually?
No. People have seen that. But they want to do this.
That's interesting. So bad.
Only God will forbid his legs, but it looks hard. Especially in America. This formula, anyone who got this formula, he's not. This is very rewarding. Because I am not Krishna, but I am not that ass.
Oh, I don't like that. That is crazy.
This is too much.
Even if you are challenging their gurus, sadly, it's very interesting. Sadly, will always tell me. I like your Prabhupada very much, but he's always criticizing all of our gurus.
Like Ramakrishna.
Yeah.
Cheater, magician.
He calls them cheaters, rascals, rogues, and public. And all the fun of you to do that. Oh, that's amazing.
That man that stopped me in this room.
I was coming, it's perfect. I think the guy is good thing for
them. And you always tell them that. And it's not what I'm saying, Krishna. That makes me even more angry.
Actually, Krishna said, Namaha Duskita 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 Namaha Duskita
Place to become better.